And so here we are at this beautiful full moon in the cycle of Gemini. And it is an amazing time in the world because of the energy that is inflowing this year and in 2017, because there is an incredible influx of light into the planetary system, because, and on individual levels, because we're going through the 13 steps of initiation, which complete at winter solstice in 2023. And so we having all of this influx, and it's creating, the energy is creating a certain amount of chaos, because people are all over the place and they're not sure what is happening. They're looking, taking their cue from what is happening in politics, which we should really not think about at all, because that's all the chaos. Because in a we understand everything that's happening through the seven rays which flow into us through the Big Dipper. It is telling us that anything that no longer serves humanity will be transmuted, destroyed, or dissolved. And so if it does not serve humanity, it is going about its way. And so here we have, at this time, we have everything changing, because we are moving into the whole new cycle. We're moving into the feminine principle of the Christ consciousness, of the unified consciousness. If you don't like Christ consciousness, you can use the word unified consciousness, of the energy of the divine feminine. They're all about the perfect balance of the masculine, the feminine within each of us. And here we have, we're in the festival of humanity, or if you can call it the festival of goodwill. It is the third major festival of this year. Starting, of course, we started with the Aries festival, which was Easter, with the Aries, and then we went on to Taurus, and we had Wesak, and now we're at the festival of humanity, and of the energies that has been building since Aries, and now it's building, and later this month, we will have summer solstice, and this is the time when the energy reaches pinnacle of the influx of energy for this year. And then, of course, in August, we have a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse, and that is going to bring in a whole new transformative thing. So you're going to see all sorts of things happening, because the whole thing is we are really in the end days of the old ways of doing things. So for us, the as we can call ourselves, the pillars of light, or the temples of love, the temples of the mother, the temples of light, whatever it is you would like to refer yourself to, as long as we stay out of judgment, as long as we use our discretion, and we look at things, and we don't get into judgment. And we do also, because this is a time as well in Gemini, it's all about communication. And if we do our best to be impeccable with our words and to be consciously aware of what we are saying, and as we use, our discretion and our determination to move ourselves forward in a beautiful way of love and light, because we are temples of love and light, and we are the beings of light, and we are walking the pathway of the heart, of divine love. And all of this started with Aries, and of course it's a different every year. We are evolving to a higher level, so every cycle. And don't forget as well that the Earth changes its energy approximately every 45 days. So we had our change on the 1st of May. Now we're going to have the next one at summer solstice. And so that is going to be the pinnacle of the energy, where the influx that started 3 days after winter solstice, when the sun started to move again and the days started to get longer and the energy started to flow out into the world, bringing forth the energy of 2017, which is a 1 year, which is bringing us new beginnings, new understandings. So as we step forward and feel the energy of all of this, it awakens us within our hearts, and we can feel the beauty that's within ourselves. We can look and we do not get upset. It's like we're outside the box and we're looking at all this chaos, and all we need to do is not get into fear, not get into judgment, and just stand and look and use our discernment and speak when we feel that we're drawn to speak to. It's mainly when we speak and when we use our words, the sound and everything that flows out of us. And as that energy flows out and we're impeccable with our words and we're a calming influence, sometimes we don't have to say anything. All we have to do is just stand there and hold the energy and then be of light, being, and watch everything come to peace around you. Because we are beings of light and we can do this. And we have the ability to do all of this. And we're in this whole season of love, wisdom. And this is what we're about. It's love, wisdom. We're about you. We're about the human kindness. And you know, acting it all out and allowing ourselves to feel the planetary energies. And this year, we are going through the sixth initiation and the ascension journey. And so of the 13 steps, this is the sixth. And, you know, in Ireland, when we go to Ireland and the tour in Ireland, this is where we're going to have the initiation of the six steps. And we're going to have a big ceremony bringing in all of this energy. And we're also going to have the interdimensional influx of that energy at that time as well. So all of that is happening. And the seventh one will be next year at Spring Equinox at Chartres in France. So, you know, these are the energies that are flowing in. They're awakening us. They're not only planetary, but also individually. And every person in the world are going through these steps. And some people find it very difficult and very hard, and they're not sleeping and they're not doing anything. And all really that everybody needs to do is take some deep breaths and allow themselves to feel the beauty and the goodness of everything that is within each of us. Feel it within ourselves. Look in the mirror and tell us, or look in your eyes in the mirror and tell yourself that you love yourself. And feel the energy, the vibration that comes back to you. And as you do this, we awaken ourselves to a deeper level, a deeper understanding, where we journey into the oneness of which we are. And we are beings of light, beautiful beings of light, temples of light. And as we walk the street or drive our cars or whatever, you know, we feel the energy is flowing out. And sometimes we take wrong turns and we're going down the road and we suddenly realize, oh, I'm on the wrong road. But you're not really on the wrong road. For some reason, the universe took you down that road to bring your energy to that place, and then you just turn around and come back and you bring your energy all the way back and you get back on the highway again. And so, you know, I don't get upset when I take wrong turns anymore, because it's all in divine order. And the universe has us exactly where we're supposed to be at that moment in time. So as we think about the beings of light that we are, and we think about the energies that flow into through each of us, because we are beacons of light. And so and with this sound, we take ourselves into the place of the Divine Mother. We connect with the Divine Mother. And we feel her within each of us. Her presence, her blessing. And as we feel the Mother, we take some deep breaths and prepare ourselves for our meditation. And let us take a couple of deep breaths. And feel the beauty and the love and the fact that we are temples of light. And out of this beautiful temple of light, we look into the heart and we see this beautiful, beautiful pink lotus And out of this pink lotus comes an amazing golden flame, awakening us to the golden age, to the beauty of the world which we live in, to the beauty of ourselves, awakening us, taking us back to our holy divine purpose. And as it awakens every cell in our heart, we feel it moving up to our high heart. And there it awakens us. And we start thinking in the heart. We are moving into the brain of the heart. We find that oneness. We find that sacred unity, that unified consciousness, that Christ consciousness, the energy of the divine feminine, all bringing us to that place of perfect balance, of unification. And the energy continues on up to our throat chakra. And there it awakens everything to do with communication. It awakens the beauty. And we feel the energy, the golden energy that flows out with each and every word, with every sound, with every chant. We feel ourselves being consciously aware of our words, of the world about us. And through the sound that emanates from us, we change the vibration of the world. We are the beings of light. And this light flows out with the sound that emanates from our voice. We communicate this, not only with our voice, but with our energy, with our vibration, in our emails and our texts, because our energy flows with the email and with the text. And you can feel the love of an email or of a text. And that emanates out into the world as it goes through cyberspace. And this golden flame continues on up to the third eye. And there it awakens us to the beauty of who we are. It awakens us to the gifts of the Divine Mother. It awakens us to the gifts of Sophia, to the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the triple goddess of bringing us light and love and healing. It awakens within us all of the gifts that we brought with us: clairvoyance, clairaudience, telepathy, intuition. And we continue on feeling this energy. It brings us healing. It allows us to remain calm in chaos. It moves us forward with beauty as we can see. And the golden flame continues on up to our crown chakra. They're opening us up to the energy of the cosmos. And we feel this energy. And we connect with the cosmos. We connect with our oneness, that we are one. We are the beauty of life. We are love. We are temples of light, pulsating out into the world, connecting with all those lights around the world, bringing us to oneness. And we continue on up about 18 inches above our crown chakra, And there is the 12th chakra. And it is a crystal, a diamond. And it reflects the beauty of the golden flame. And the golden flame and the diamond emanate out the energy of clarity, of beauty, of love, wisdom. And we feel ourselves, we feel our DNA changing, we feel every cell in our body awakening to a higher vibrational consciousness. And the flame continues on up to our soul star, which is about 8 inches above the 12th chakra. And there we rest with our soul star. And we take an arrow, which has attached to it a golden cord. And we shoot this arrow up to the sun, behind the sun, to connect with the Divine Mother, with the Divine Father, with infinite consciousness. And now we follow this golden cord, which is attached to the golden flame. And we continue to climb and to move on up, following this beautiful cord. And as we do so, we feel our vibration change. We feel everything change as we bring ourselves closer to the Mother, to the Father, to Infinite Spirit. And there we move on up and climb into the arms of the Mother Father. We feel that unified consciousness, that Infinite Spirit wrapping us in divine love. We emanate this energy. We come together in oneness as we send this energy out into the world and connect with all of the other lights of the world who've connected in with us. And we are all held in the arms of the Mother Father. And here we are, being nourished and loved. And we feel the love. We feel the beauty of who we are. For we are the light of the world. And we bathe in this love and this light. And when we are ready, we bring ourselves back into the room, grateful for all we have received, for the blessings and love that have touched each of us, and for the blessings of oneness. So it is.
Thank you, Finbar.
Thank you.
Thank you, Finbar.
Thank you, Finbar.
Thank you, James. Bye.
Thank you, Finbar.
Thank you.